I saw Susan this morning at church, and I asked her, I said, "So what's going on tonight?" And she kind of looked at me like, "Well, I think I've got something." And I thought, okay, I'm glad, because I don't have a clue what you want to say or do. Kind of stayed that way most of the day. And but then during worship, you know, I saw some things that were exciting and also very just the Lord telling me what He was up to. And I knew it wasn't, I know it's just not for me. And it certainly is for me, no doubt about it. But it's definitely for, I think, all of us, and what He, and it's a picture of what He's up to. And as we were singing, I just asked the question, I said, "Lord, what are you up to? What are you doing?" And he said to me, "I'm taking ground. I'm taking ground." And I said, "Okay. What does that look like?" And I saw a picture that was just really neat, because, you know, we've talked about armies, you know, the last few weeks. We talked about them in church. We talked about them here. And you think, you know, guys with armor and swords and all this sort of stuff. But it's like I saw closer to what Psalm 68 describes, you know, the procession coming into the temple with all the banners and all of the singers and all the musicians. And I saw a crowd of those kinds of folks and a lot of banners and things like that, you know. And I didn't, it was just obviously a very celebratory, very jubilant kind of army that I saw. And I saw the Lord he had a banner, and he said, I just looked at him, and he took it and he kind of plunked it right down in the middle of my heart. And I said, "Okay." He goes, "I'm taking ground even in places of your heart that you think that you still have. Places that you think that you control. I'm taking that ground too." And it's amen for me, you know, even though my will fights the idea, you know, because that's the struggle right there, right? Our will struggling to let the Lord be Lord in all the places of our lives. And it's a constant struggle, and it's a give and take, you know. But He said, "I am taking ground." And I was like, you know, because our spirit says, "Finally, let it happen. You know, let this ground be taken." And that same picture, you know, I thought that picture applies to my heart. It applies to the church. It applies to the church. It applies to His people. It applies to all the places that He calls His own. And it's like, it wasn't so much, "If you'll let me, I'm going to take this." It was more, "I'm taking this." And I said, "Okay." So my agreement with it is, yeah, do it. The other side of this that I wanted to speak into, which the Lord brought to my remembrance, was the attitude of John when he saw the Lord. It's like, we know that they were cousins. We knew that there was, we don't know the details of them growing up together. We don't know that. There's no real scholarship on that. So all we know is that as in the womb they met, you know, we knew that. We knew that they knew of each other. But we also know that John was a pretty independent guy, kind of doing the sort of the last, they call him the last of the Old Testament prophets, the first of the New Testament prophets. He had a foot in both camps, and was kind of independent and by himself out in the wilderness, really preparing the hearts of people to receive the gospel that Jesus was bringing. And that's what he was doing, calling people to repentance and doing that. And he was really full on in his ministry. And yet, when Jesus was baptized, remember when the dove came upon him? "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." John saw Jesus, the anointed Jesus. And what was it that John said? I mean, a couple things. John said to Jesus himself, he said, "I don't want to baptize you. You should be baptizing me." And to his disciples, when they said to him, "Hey, all the people are going to that guy over there, where, you know, they're leaving you and they're going to him," he said, "Good." He said, "Because he must increase, I must decrease, and he must increase." And the Lord, I just felt like the Lord was saying to me, that's the attitude to receive the Lord taking ground. It's not one of resistance and fighting with him, although I swear to you, I have done so much of that. But it's the attitude of, "Lord, increase, and let me decrease. Let my will decrease. Let my willfulness and my keeping control over these various parts of my heart or attitudes or whatever it is, you know, those areas that we possess that we want to hold our own on for fear, whatever reason, right? Sometimes it's just obstinance. It's just stubbornness. I'm not letting him there. And he's like, the attitude is that you may increase because the difference is, see, what enabled John to do that was John saw the anointed Lord. He saw the anointed Lord and it's like he understood it was time for him to release the ministry. It's like he came and he did what he was supposed to do. And now the Lord was coming to do what he was supposed to do. And it's a humbling of ourselves. It's a receiving of the ministry of the Lord. And it's allowing him to have a complete access. And if he wants to march a jubilant army, which looked pretty cool actually, through me, I'm okay with that. Now, ask me tomorrow, you know, when I'm struggling through an issue, right? Because that's the reality, is every day we have a new issue to struggle through, you know, a new something, your boss says something to you, you know, we get the hackles out, we want to fight, all that kind of stuff. That's all very real, daily, working through our faith, you know. But if the Lord says that what he's doing now is taking ground, I don't want to miss that move. You know, I don't want to miss that's, if that's what he's doing, and I hear it everywhere, then I don't want to miss that move. You know, if that's what he's up to, and he's taking ground, and it's not going to be maybe as painful now as later, you know, I'm okay with that. So, I wanted to share that, and I just want to pray for us before Susan shares, because I think that whatever she brings, I think is going to go along with that. I would be surprised if it didn't. So, Lord, I thank you. I do thank you for that vision because, Lord, it's sometimes so clear in a vision what you want to do can be received so much easier when you show us the joy of it. We show us that it's your intent and desire and you're eager to be more in our lives, to take more of our heart's ground for your kingdom. We pray that, we sing it, we ask you for it all the time, Lord. But when you say to us, when you actually come to us and say, this is what I want to do right now, well, Lord, it's we just need to say yes to you and receive you the way that John received your ministry, the way that the people received your ministry, the way the disciples received your lordship and your leadership in their lives. And Lord, I pray that we would receive your working right now. This amazing reviving that you're doing, this call that you have proclaimed to all of us to not just join the army, but let your army march in our own lives and take our own ground, so that we can more fully be a part of what you're doing, Lord. Because, Lord, I know that none of us want to miss this. We don't want to be sidelined. We don't want to see the parade go by us. We want to be in the middle of the current, Lord, of what you're doing. And everything seems to conspire against us to keep us from doing it. But, Lord, your commitment to us being a part of this is so much greater than what the enemy can throw at us, than what we ourselves can do. I pray, Lord, that we would humble ourselves, that we would release all of our control, all of our possessiveness over our own hearts, all of the things that we do, Lord, to try to maintain our will and our control and direction and all that, Lord. Let it just be gone. Just melt it away, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that especially as we go into this season, a season of time with our families, some of them functional and some of them very dysfunctional. A time of going into the hustle and bustle of shopping and putting together all sorts of events and planning things. And not only that we would not forget you, Lord, but much more than that, that we would be with you throughout it. That we would be sitting with our families with you with your perspective, looking at cousin so-and-so and uncle so-and-so and all these people that are in our lives, and we would see them with your eyes. And our hearts, Lord, would be full of your compassion for their hearts and for their lives. And that we would have a greater revelation of you, Lord, this season than ever before. And as John saw you and knew your greatness and your glory, that we too would see you, Lord, for who you are in our lives. And I pray that you would open up our eyes to see you and let the scales fall away, Lord, so that we could join you in all that you have planned and all that you're doing and all the things that you want to accomplish in us and through us and in this world with all the people, Lord. So Jesus, we ask that you would take that ground and plant that banner in the center of our hearts and claim it. Take all the ground that you want, which is everything. And we thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.